I'd like to welcome now Stephen Jules Rubin. He is the producer of Jules Work Follies, which is the Santa Fe monthly variety show, and it's happening this Sunday, December 30th at 6 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks again, Mary Charlotte.
Yeah, it's always good to have you, and Jules Works and this variety show keep moving around, I guess, as you were saying before we went on
the air.
That's showbiz.
I mean, I don't know how somehow it's been 9 months now. I know we'll make a year, but it's just there was a couple months there where it was kind of smooth. But from the start, that's just how it goes, especially this kind of thing with a lot of great performers. And you know, it's not a money thing. It's meant as a show and a networking thing and for the audience and everyone. So, it, you know, if, even in showbiz, when you have a lot of money for the venue, this stuff happens. So for us, it's, you know, it's just kind of, let's make sure it keeps happening. Fortunately, what's happening as far as at first, it was like me and everyone else, but me with the energy to do it. Now other people are coming too, that it's feeling like a troupe, which is great. You know, one thing I want to make sure everyone knows, especially performers, is while it's a troupe that is always open for other people. So
when you say a troupe, I mean, you've got a bunch of different performers who keep coming back. Like, what kind of performers are
you? Yeah, there's people that keep coming back. For one thing, within Jules Works itself, I suppose, I've been writing as we go a serialized play. And some of those actors have come and go, starting from the first month where I had the first read-through scheduled, and then all of a sudden woke up to text that almost no one could make it.
Oh, no.
But I just, you know, when I announced that the venue had to change last week, is one thing I'm not good at is quitting. I just refuse, especially since we're closing in on a year.
Now, this is at Rouge Cat.
Yeah, we've been at Lucky Bean, and then they just wrote last week that they were told they have 3 days to get out.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, so I had already had some email connection with this Joseph Santapape. With a guy, Joseph Santa Fe Pulse is his name, and he is a promoter, and so he does a lot of events at Rouge Cat, and not just the music. He's working on developing open mics there and other things. So he had already opened the doors, you know, for us, and I knew Lucky Bean wasn't going to last forever. I didn't realize I was going to have 3 days. So anyway, he said, sure, let's do it. I went over there that night, and we'll see how it goes there. You know, if it is over 21, you know, does limit.
Which is a shame. Meow Wolf was here recently talking about the necessity of a really great all-ages venue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how that stuff works, but it would be awesome if the upstairs had the bar and the downstairs, but of course they need their bar open to make it worthwhile.
No, I know, but I mean, wristbands and whatever.
Yeah,
that's another conversation. But anyway, you're doing this variety show at Rouge Cat this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Now, what kind of acts are you having? I know Jono Manson is going to be there, the wonderful, wonderful musician.
Yeah, you know, one thing, I've always wanted musicians for 9 months, and it's been a little hard. We've had some folks, but between the setup time for musicians and everything else and just having the connection. So I've known Jono for years and saw him at Lucky Bean. Lucky Bean had a meeting of the Santa Fe Music Alliance that's launching. And so I said, hey, we got this variety show. That was a few months ago. And then I wrote him just before Thanksgiving, and he wrote a few days later, hope I'm not too late, I'd love to do your show, which really is an honor. And that, you know, that's for him something that he's helping with the community too. And also the lure for all performers is a chance in front of an audience, but a chill audience that's looking for some spontaneity, is to try new things. So Jono has been saying that, you know, he looks forward to, he broke out his banjo, you know, when we were on a different show, fortunately, and plans to do things. He doesn't really play banjo. So it's a chance, of course he can do it well.
Right.
So it's a chance for him to present new or old material or something he's never done. And that goes for all the performers. So the other stuff we have is our reading, and then we started a few months ago.
Now, is your reading the Monty Python Brigade Squadron?
No, that's what I was about to say. Started a few months ago. I grew up on Monty Python.
Yes, as many of us did.
A lot of us did. And I had the idea to try to do some sketches. And the first month, a few months ago that we did it, I was scared of, like, is this sacrilege? You know, and we did it, and the audience loved it. So now we're developing where I think what I want to have the format is we do at the beginning of the show one that, you know, we've read a few times together, but that we're working on. And the end of the show is one that's developed. And so for this month, is we're going to end the show with the ending of Life of Brian, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life,
Including
the crucifixes, which we're building. So there's that. And then sort of a reading, but it's not going to be the first time we read it, of the parrot sketch.
Oh, excellent.
And the Python thing, too, is open to people who are brave enough, I suppose, or to try that with us, too. So, you know, one thing is I'm proud about is that the performers mentioned that they keep coming each month, of all sorts of performers, that it's beginning to feel like a troupe, and they look forward to it as much as I do and some audience members. And I want to emphasize that the troupe is open for other people to come in every month.
So theater, poetry, fiction, slam hybrid, dance, music, fun, surprises. What is slam hybrid?
That I put on there was somebody was going to do some slam or did, but wanted to make sure they didn't want to get stigmatized by the slam thing. So we was like, oh, it's a slam hybrid. Just, you know, it ties in.
It's like half electric, half gas.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it ties in with the whole format of the show, which is experiment. You know, if you want, please do. So, yeah. And then this month we do actually have three slam performers trying a little bit. You know, hopefully the slam for me will be quick and short and great. You know, and then we have some authors each month that present, quick, short material too. The thing about an author is, you know, we don't want the it's not meant as just a reading. So, you know, in the world of great authors too, or published or whatever, it's a bit rare that a author is a great performer. So ones that are welcome to do something longer, and the ones that aren't, you know, present something short. You know, a piece of something. And also one thing that's developing with the troupe sensibility is serialized. You know, I did it from the start with the Jules Works play, but other people are doing that, where you present a little bit of the material each time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you are going to be going on, there are dates in January and February, so it really is a monthly variety show, and pretty soon you'll be hitting a year.
We hit a year in March, and it's pretty much going to be the last Sunday of the month, I think. You know, after Rouge Cat, if that goes well, we'll stick there. If not, you know, we'll see. It's stressful to be a floating show, but it's also kind of cool. So it always comes together. Just like years ago with the film festival, we called it the miracle that happened. So,
right.
You know, when people want to do stuff, it happens, even though, you know, for some reason I wind up being the one that you carry more of the stress, if you know. But people are really helping. So, yeah, we have those dates in March. I think would be the last Sunday. There'll be exceptions when there's holidays or things. It was April I looked at, and maybe even March, where it looked like it makes more sense to do, because those months have five Sundays, the fourth Sunday.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that when the time comes.
Yes.
So it's the Santa Fe Monthly Variety Show called the Jules Works Follies. Stephen Rubin, also known as Jules, is the producer of this thing, and you are one of the performers as well. John O'Manson, musician, will be there. Andrew Kirkpatrick is the host, and Tone Forrest will be there, even though it's after Christmas, doing a little bit of holiday musical cheer.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to. Yeah, because that's fun and just, you know, joyous, and a little bit of a counterpart to Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Well, Stephen Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and congratulations on hitting almost a year of this variety show, and we'll keep people up to date.
Oh, and we're going to do in late April, I don't like calling it a best of, but that's the easiest way, a showcase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the things that have gone best over the course of the last year will be developed.
And we're soliciting the audience's input on that as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And by the way, we are obviously not having Speaking of the Arts today, but be sure to pick up your Positiempo Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and find out all the fabulous New Year's Eve stuff that is going on. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and Happy New Year.